Sat reads the article called Nothingness from the book Law and Wisdom.
This happened during the beginning of a pandemic, or whatever the appearance of it is. And I knew there was a lot of confusion in the mind of all of us. And I was talking to myself, actually. I was walking and talking out loud. When later on I found out that Radha was recording it. So she put it down on a piece of paper and gave it to me, and I was surprised. In a way, I'm glad she did. And it really goes to the bottom of Baba's quote. I hope it does. The title is Nothingness. Everything that the mind says is a lie. Remember, everything that the mind says is a lie. The good and the bad, the pretty and the ugly, everything, even its solution is a lie. I have been watching it very closely. Every thought that comes for years and years, and particularly in the past few weeks, it has absolutely no stability and no depth. And when you go to the depth of it, it is silence. So if you want to have a meaningful thought, it takes you to the silence, to nothingness. Of course, I said, I'm talking to myself now. And then as if it's not enough misery to believe and identify with every thought that we start, once we believe our mind, we have believed the universal mind. Once we have believed the universal mind, we have believed our mind is a chain of slavery. All of this temptation and suggestion that we are bombarded with, meaning the news, it even confuses me about common sense. Unless it is a dire emergency, I don't even know about common sense. For the satisfaction of the form and the mind, to keep them in check, you do things so that you can say, okay, I did something about something, which is the mask. Now I can leave myself alone. I don't know. I really don't know. All I know is that all my life, all my practice, all the wisdom that I can control of the flow of their constancy have their source in silence, have their reality in silence. Even the so-called virus is really silence. It is no movement, nothing, nothing real about the movement. I have taken the thoughts, I have taken the emotion, I have taken the beliefs, I have taken the acceptance, I have taken my body, I have taken the wisdom, I have taken even God, I have taken Guru, I have taken my form to the roots of it. There is nothing there. There is nothing there. There is not a thing there, meaning a tangible thing. I have taken the reason for search, the reason for not searching. There is nothing there. I have taken the wisdom and there is nothing there. I have taken the practice and there is nothing there. There is nothing. We can't even say nothing. It goes beyond nothing. Honestly, I don't know what it is or what it's not. I have taken the fear to see what is the roots of it. I find nothing. Nothing means not a thing. So I don't know what it is. I have taken effort there. Everything that goes there vanishes into nothingness. It is like magic. So therefore, everything has to be that. If everything that goes there becomes nothing, then emptiness, vastness is God. The silence is God. If we have the vision of it, and everything is chaotic if we don't have the vision of it. So is the world real or is it unreal? It is real because the base is silence, is God. It is unreal because the base is reality. It depends on how we look at it, real or unreal.